Suddenly, he looks at the clock. It is 19:30 UTC. Woo! I made it just in time. Time for what? Time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I do have some dubious goals today that I have partially achieved so far. Yeah, so where do I start? Well, normally we start with some tea. That, my friends, is some good tea. And it's nice and cold. Okay, so what are we doing? What are we doing today? Well, I don't know. I don't know how much longer I can stretch out this introduction. I've already been going for a minute and 10 seconds. I'm waiting for all the the latecomers to show up. I was almost late myself. So what are we doing? Well, I'm not going to annoy you with any of my really crappy guitar playing today. You're welcome. Although I might get into that a little bit later. I'm thinking about retuning the guitar to open G, but I'm going to leave that low D string on. And once I have it tuned to open G, I'm going to learn me some Keith Richards riffs. Yeah, I'm going to learn the riff for Brown Sugar and what else? Jumpin' Jack Flash. And, you know, whatever other songs I can find that he likes to do in open G. And I'm gonna learn those riffs, and then I'm going to be just as cool as Keefe. Yeah, Keefe. Keith Richards, the master of the five-string open G-tuned guitar. And if you don't believe me, he can even do it when he's dressed up as somebody else. If you want to see Keith Richards, our little Keefe, play some open G guitar, all you got to do is watch that one pirate movie, Pirates of the Caribbean. What is it, like the second one? I don't remember. You know, the one where Keefe plays Jack Sparrow's father. There's a scene where he sits down with a guitar and he's noodling around with the guitar there. Maybe I'll learn that pirate riff. And then I'll be as cool as Jack Sparrow's Keefe dad. Oh. Sorry. Yeah, I'm getting carried away with myself. Whew. But I'm just glad I'm sitting down here out of the heat. God, it was hot. And then in the store, you know, they got the cash registers right next to the door, so it's hot in there, and you gotta stand there for 20 minutes because they only have two. Okay, let's start from the beginning. We're almost 4 minutes into this. Let's get going. As you might have surmised, I went to the store today, and I went to Asian Market. That is actually the name of the store, which I find to be weak. But that doesn't matter. Why did I go there? Well, I double-checked my finances, and it turns out that I had $9. $9 in cash. And this is, what do you call it? This is disposable income. I had $9 of disposable income plus about $2 worth of change, but that's neither here nor there. So I decided to go to the Asian Market. And what did I buy? Well, I got some of those puffed wheat spicy curry snack cracker things. Those are yummy. And then I went to the Joss paper aisle. And you'll remember a couple days ago I was talking about Joss paper. And so I decided to buy some. And so I did. Oh, and they have all kinds of cool Joss paper from all over the place and some cool stuff. And they have some gold bars, and they had two different kinds of gold bars. Some high quality ones where you got about, I don't know, half a dozen or maybe 10 for like $3. And then there was this pack of like 49-cent ones. There's half a dozen. But they weren't very good. The 49-cent ones were kind of cheesy. The $3 gold bars were really nice, but I didn't buy any of those. What I did buy, what really struck my fancy, was a couple of packs of Vietnamese-style Joss paper. And if you remember when I was talking about Joss paper the other day, they had packets of $10,000 bills with Benjamin Franklin's picture on them. And I thought they were $2, but they were actually only 99 cents. But I decided not to buy those bills, those hell money bills or heaven banknotes. I decided to get these two packets of Vietnamese Joss paper instead because they have some banknotes in them, or some pseudo banknotes. And these were really cheap. I bought two packets. One is 69 cents, one is 79 cents. And they're lovely. And I saw they have tons of cool stuff there. They had little cups for, you know, giving your ancestors wine, right? And I gotta get some of those next time I'm there. Because I did actually distill some spirits to offer up to the marmot gods, so I gotta take those to the marmot shrine. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, plus, speaking of Joss sticks, I found some of that really nice Indian incense that I like. I forget what it's called. It's not Nag Champa. I do not like that stuff. And I haven't had any incense in years because the store I buy my incense from didn't restock the kind that I like. And so I'm glad I got this. But needless to say, what are we doing today? We are opening up these packages of Joss paper to check them out. And we're going to start with this 79-cent one first. There's a staple here. And can I work this? Yeah, there. Got the staple out. And it has this beautiful label, this beautiful, poorly cut, poorly photocopied, black on white piece of paper. It's about, 2.5 centimeters wide by 5 centimeters long. And I don't know what it says because it's in Vietnamese. It says, Gay Kung Ong Dao, Joss paper, 84 Tuan Phat Cho Binh Te. That's obviously an address. And then there's some company logo here. The other packet has a similar label. It looks exactly the same, except it's missing the word Dao. So maybe we're opening the Taoist Joss paper first. And I'm going to slide everything out of here at once. It's in a little plastic envelope, little plastic bag. Wow. Oh, no, and it's all stapled together. Boo. Right on top here is a carp. It's a really lovely little carp, and it's stapled to something gold. I gotta grab my tweezers over here. Here we go. And start pulling out these staples. Bendy, bendy, bendy. Pull them out from the other side, and here we go. All right, so we got the cool label. It's so awesome. And we got this fish, we got this carp. And it's Chinese-style carp, not like a Japanese nishigoi style. It's printed on both sides. It's red and yellow. It's got green eye and it's blue pearl of wisdom by its head or whatever. It's a lovely carp, and it's die-cut, so the piece of the paper is shaped like the fish. I'm going to put that up on my wall or something. And then that was stapled to a piece of the most thinnest cardboard I've ever seen, or like the thickest craft paper I've ever seen, that is printed and embossed to look like some kind of gold bar. It says 9999 on it, and there's a lot of kanji on it, and there's an embossed picture of who I can only presume is the Celestial Emperor. And there's embossed tails on it, you know, those Chinese gold ingots. And there's embossed gold coins. And it's perforated in the middle, so you can fold it in half, and it looks like a gold bar, but it's just flat. It's not actually gold bar 3D shaped like the other gold bars I saw. Oh, and look what's next. Ooh, and there's two of them. Oh, nice. We have bills. We've got hell money, and these are, well, they're supposed to be $100 bills. They actually say the United States of America on them, and Ben Franklin, and it's got the fake safety strip and everything. Federal Reserve note. Yeah, not quite. With a bad fake numbers on it and signatures, and there's green serial numbers. It's black and white, but it's only like three color overlay printing. Cheap paper, cheap printing, look like $100 bills. And on the back, it's green. It's got a picture of what appears to be Independence Hall, United States of America. And then it says Ngang Hang Di Pu on it. So I got two $100 bills. Oh, and then the next thing is another bill, except it looks like it's in the style of the old-fashioned, the old-style Thai baht. It is a small bill, 6 centimeters by 4 centimeters. Printed on red on one side and black on the other side. Looks like it is a dragon and the phoenix fighting on the back. With some lovely but very cheap printing. And on the front, it's red and, oh, it's just too cool. And then after that, we've got another bill here for 1 million dong. Very nice. A 1 million dong bill. It's just printed on, you know, cheap paper in blue and red ink, two-color process with horrible registration. The cheapest printing you can imagine. I mean, it's so cheap, it almost looks like woodblock or rubber stamp. It's great. And it's got this picture of, I don't know, probably the Celestial Emperor. The Celestial Emperor. And on the back of this 1 million dong bill is a building. What is this building? I can't tell. And it doesn't really say. But it's still very cool. Very, very cool. And let's see what's next. Oh, okay. Here's an interesting. Oh, there's two. One is green. Green paper that appears to have like mica in it, and some purple paper that appears to have mica in it, and they're printed with the same image of a horse and a crane. And it says, Ko Bei Ngwa Che, or Cha Wai. Again, looks like it's been printed with woodblock or something. Very low tech. Lots of printing errors. And on the back of these, ooh, on the backside of the green one has nothing. And the green is just on the surface. That's interesting. But on the back of the purple one, it's yellow and red. And, you know, you can see these mica chunks. And it's very sparkly. And there is what appears to be a page out of an ancient Chinese book. I can't tell you what it is or what it's all about, but it's cool. It's barely legible. The printing is so bad. But remember, this stuff is made to be set on fire. This is Joss paper. This has been created for no other purpose than to light it on fire, which is why I love it. Well, there's another staple hidden in here. But first, here's a weird piece of paper. It's just white. And on one end, it's yellow, and it's got yellow foil on it. And on the other end, it's got a piece of silver foil on it. And the edges are red on half the paper. Again, these represent gold and silver, the precious metals. So if you burn this, then, you know, your ancestors get some gold and silver. which is very cool. And then we got, what else do we got? Oh, we got another bill here. Another 1 million dong bill, except this one is printed with red ink with a green seal. And on the back, it's red with that building on it again. Very cool. Very cool. And so now we've run into another staple. So let me grab the tweezers again. Bend, 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 pull, pull, pull. And now we have two pieces of paper that are very similar. Oh, this is interesting paper. It's very rough. It's only printed on one side. It's like mulberry paper. And it's got chunks of mica in it, so it's kind of sparkly. One is a sort of a white, sort of gray piece of paper that has... Both of these pieces have, well, coins on them. They have, you know, your traditional Chinese coin with the square hole in the middle. A rough representation of those is just printed on here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 by 3, 21, 21, 21, 63 of these. And these represent silver coins. Then over here on this is printed on grayish paper with sparkly stuff in it with grayish black ink. These are the silver coins. Then these are the gold coins. The exact same printing, just on yellow paper and with red ink. So, you know, you burn these and your ancestors get bus fare in the afterlife. Then under that, here's a big piece of Joss paper. Looking at the back, it's just white. But on the front, it's red and it's neat. It's what, 20 centimeters by 25 centimeters? And it's red and yellow. And it's got something written on it that I can't read. Very lovely. I like it a lot. Oh, wow. And underneath that is another very interesting thing. Now, this is cool. And I should know who these guys are, but I don't. This is a full-color printing that is, you know, the same size as the other thing. It's about, you know, 20 by 25 centimeters. And it's full color. It's got stuff written on. Oh, there's some dragons up here in the corner. And then there's these three guys. And I should know who these are because I've read up on this before and I cannot remember who these guys are. But there's some carp jumping up and they're standing in front of this giant cauldron that's filled with gold tails and some other stuff. And so we got basically the Celestial Emperor and his two buddies. And they're looking pretty good. One guy's holding a staff. One guy's holding what might be the Pearl of Wisdom. The other guy's holding a giant tail of gold, which probably weighs, jeez, 100 jing. That's a lot of gold there. Going to have to look up who these guys are. Oh, this is interesting. And here's another interesting piece of paper. They had packets of this too, but here's just one. Here is a piece of paper that is red. It's printed on both sides in black ink. It's folded up. As I unfold it, it becomes about 35 centimeters long by 20 centimeters wide. It's more longer than that, 35 centimeters. And it's got, again, here's somebody sitting on a lotus flower in the clouds. So this is, you know, some kind of goddess. There's what's the word I'm looking for here? My brain is toast. And there's some guys on here too, and there's some little kids worshiping this goddess. And then it's die cut. It's got these semicircles cut out above these faces. I do not understand the significance of this. I like it. This is red paper. It's got some mica in it, and it's the same on both sides. I like this die-cut business. I don't know what it's about, but it's neat. And then the last piece of paper is essentially the wrapper. And it's kind of folded up weird. And when you unfold it, it sort of is in the shape of a shirt. Or a robe, like a kimono. And this is a picture of presumably the celestial emperor here, and he's holding a scroll. It's full color, there's all kinds of writing all over it. And there's dragons, and there's a imperial dragon on his robe, so he's obviously, you know, the big shot guy. Oh, and he's between these two columns. I can't remember what these columns are called, but yeah, this is significant. And there's dragons wound around these columns, and there's all kinds of cool writing. This is just a lot of cool stuff. This, I don't know what I'm going to do. This reminds me of a fireworks wrapper, so this is probably going to have to go up on my wall somewhere. All right, now it's time to open up the next package, the 69-cent package. This has got some staples in it too, so we got to do some staple removal. And as we pull out the staples, we find, yeah, we got some cool stuff in this one too. The first thing I notice is another one of these folding gold embossed gold bar thingies. But this one's smaller. It's like 5 centimeters by 3 centimeters. And it says 9999, and there's a picture of a dragon, an embossed picture of a dragon. And it also says some company, Aque and Company, SGC, Rong Vang, and then there's some Vietnamese written on it, and I can't read. And then there's another one of these pieces of paper that has the gold foil on one end and silver foil on the other end. That's cool. And there are some banknotes. Very, very cool. And we got one of these, another one of these red and green 1 million dong notes. Very cool. Oh, and look at this. Here's another American $100 bill. One that looks a little bit more realistic. It's about the right size. Got Ben Franklin on it, but where it says Franklin on a real bill, it says copy. And it says, for use for Joss paper only. Series 2008. Federal Reserve note. The United States of America. Kind of looks like a $100 bill, but doesn't have the quite the same detail or color as the other ones that were a little bit smaller, but still very cool. And now we've got some other banknotes here. Very, very cool ones. Oh, but first, there's two more of these sheets of printed coins. Oh no, there's more than that. These are two stuck together. So I got two sheets of the gold coins, the yellow mica paper with the red coins printed on them, and then yeah, here we go. Two sheets of the silver ones, too. All right, so that's very awesome. Set those over there with the others. And now let's take a look at some of these notes. Man, these are awesome. These are printed on, like, cheap magazine paper, so the paper's kind of glossy. And these are done in, like, well, this one is, like, European style. Oh, no, this one is supposed to be some kind of Australian bill. Looks like an Australian $100 bill. It says Australia on it. It's full color, full bleed. There's no margins or edges. And there's, you know, fake engraving printed on here. And it's neat. It is very cool. And on the back, some other dude, $100. It says copy. Very awesome. So it's like 100 Australian dollars. And then these other two bills, one is a half a million, presumably dong, and the other one is 200,000 dong. And they have a picture, one of them has a picture of a pagoda and the celestial emperor, and the other one has the same celestial emperor picture and a picture of some kind of building that looks like a temple. And on the back of these, we've got, you know, scenes from coastal China, and then here's on the back of this one is pictures of like a farm. Yeah, and these look like modern full color notes with all the fancy printing and ink and cool. These are cool. However, none of these bills that I've come across have said hell money. Sometimes you find hell money printed on them. Sometimes they say heaven banknote. Sometimes they say hell banknote. Heaven and hell is still the afterlife. These are bad translations. But that's neither here nor there. Look at this. This is very interesting. Here's a piece of paper that, when unfolded, it's white on the back side. It's yellow on the front side. And again, this is just printings of coins, pictures of coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And so this is yellow, printed with red ink, yellow paper, red ink. And there's 50 coins on one side, 50 coins on the other. And then there's these strings of coins printed in the middle, a traditional, you know, strings of coins when they were strung together. And this is cool, because this is, again, some of that glossy paper. And the printing's a lot better, and there's like half tones in here and everything. So there's like shading, and it's very cool. So there's 50 coins here, 50 coins here. How many coins are in the string here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40. Probably 50. So altogether, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 of whatever these coins are to be burned for your ancestors in the afterlife. Very cool. I like this one too. It's weird. I like it. And what do we have left? Well, what's left is what I thought was just the label for the package, but as I pull it out, it's thick. It's multiple sheets of paper, and it's folded up, and it's big. Whoa. Whoa. What is this all about? Okay. Wow. So as I unfold it, I've got this piece of paper that's like a small poster. It's approximately 40 centimeters by 60 centimeters. And oh, it's full color printing, and all around the edges are tails of gold, and there's two dragons on here. And it says, Ao Ong Kim Tuan 9999. There's some more tails of gold printed down here, and giant diamonds, and there's stacks of $100 bills, $100 American bills, and a diamond ring, and all this cool stuff. Oh, when I was at the store, I saw a package of Joss paper that had a little paper gold watch in it. I thought that was pretty cool. And then underneath this big poster thing is some really nice, what is this, like mulberry paper? It's really thin. Looks like it's woodblock printed, or it might be like cheap Onryu paper. It's got mica in it. And there's lots of sheets of it. There's a white sheet, a green sheet, a yellow sheet, and a pink sheet. Very cool. And these are kind of the same. They're like more a simplified version of this full color piece. It's got symbols all over it. It's got pictures of fruit. It's got the two dragons. Oh, and here's the Pearl of Wisdom. And it says Ao Dong Kim Tuan 9999 on it. This looks like it might be woodblock printed too on this paper. Wow. These are cool. Obviously, this full color thing that looks like a poster, this is going up on my wall for sure. Too cool. Oh boy. And as I look at the clock, looks like we're just in time to wrap this up. So that's my Joss paper adventure. What am I going to do with this Joss paper? Well, I'm going to burn some of it. I'm going to put some of it up on my walls. Some of it might get wrapped around fireworks. And I don't know what I'm going to do with these bills. I might give them to people. Here, have some money. Have some money for your ancestors. Light it on fire. Etc., etc. So let me just now say that you have been listening to the Dubious Hell Money Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I got to get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
What about the computer?